This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Yemen ministers visited the site of a deadly stampede in the capital Sana'a Thursday and announced that an investigation was underway to find the cause of the incident that killed nearly 80 people. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Two-thirds of Yemen's population need help in the war-torn country, which was impoverished even before the conflict erupted 8 years ago. Abdulaziz bin Habtour, the prime minister of the Houthi movement, said measures would be taken to find a serious solution so that it does not happen again. A medic speaking to Reuters said that the doors opened at an event where hundreds were gathered to receive about $9 in alms. There was a rush, and people began falling at the steps of the entrance. Authorities say the two merchants responsible for organizing the donation event have been detained and that an investigation was underway. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, the RSF leader, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known as Hemeti, told Al Jazeera TV that he was ready to implement a truce over the Islamic Eid holiday after days of clashes between the paramilitary RSF and the Sudanese army. This follows two previous ceasefire agreements that were not adhered to. Sudan's military ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, said on Thursday he could not currently see a partner for negotiations on ending the conflict. The Arab League said its secretary general has offered mediation between the conflicting military parties, urging them to accept this initiative as a humanitarian aid relief.
It would be extremely difficult for the two conflicting parties to continue this type of fighting in urban areas without catastrophic ramifications for the civilian population, for the Sudanese people.
The Arab League looks to supply civilians with food, medicine, and health care. This is VOA News. The chief of staff of Mali's interim president, Omar Traoré, and three others have been killed in an ambush, the government said in a statement Thursday. It took place in the rural area of Nara in Mali's southwestern region. The statement said, without providing further detail on when the attack occurred or who was responsible for it. One other person, a driver who was traveling with the delegation, is missing, it added. Mali is one of several West African countries battling a violent Islamist insurgency that has spread from its arid north over the past decade. Production of the Western Rust will restart Thursday in the U.S. state of Montana, a year and a half after a deadly shooting during the filming. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Actor Alec Baldwin's movie Rust will resume production on Thursday in Montana, 18 months after filming was put on hold over a fatal on-set shooting. The movie's cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed during filming in New Mexico in October 2021 after Baldwin fired a live round during rehearsal. The incident also left director Joel Souza injured. Baldwin settled a lawsuit with the cinematographer's husband, Matt Hutchins, in October. Under that suit, filming would restart with the same principal actors and director, but with Matt Hutchins as an executive producer on the movie.
That was Reuters correspondent writer Ryan Brooks. U.S. President Joe Biden touted unprecedented climate efforts by his administration Thursday in an annual climate summit of leading economies this year. Biden said that the world faced, quote, a moment of great peril, but also great possibilities, end quote, combating climate change.
History is going to judge us on how we answer these questions. And today, I hope we all answer them loudly and clearly as a yes. Yes, we're committed to following the science. Yes, we are determined to strengthen our ambition and our actions. And yes, we're willing to do the hard work to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Mr. Biden pointed to the U.S. investments and initiatives and legislation passed last year, moves by the Environmental Protection Agency and other agencies to mandate cuts in tailpipe emissions from cars and trucks, and other emissions cuts. Teams of rescue workers and emergency crews on Thursday combed through flattened homes in the central part of the U.S. state of Oklahoma after a reported tornado touched down in the area, killing at least two people. The two fatalities were reported in a small town where crews responded overnight to several people injured and trapped in their homes after a twister touched down on Wednesday night, county officials said on Facebook. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.